Some of the items are arrow points, scrapers, and stone boiling pits. Richard Fischel of the Illinois State Archaeological Survey says they date back around 6,000 years. Fischel says other artifacts are from the early 1800s, just after Illinois became a state, but before Macomb was founded, and others are from the latter part of the 19th century. Fischel says the family that lived there in the early 1800s had a log cabin. Researchers found evidence they farmed and hunted, and they also found a number of Spanish coins.
People don't realize that in the early 1800s, the Spanish coins, the reals, that was the common currency in the United States. Because the United States was just beginning, they didn't have a mint until the 1790s. There just wasn't a lot of coins going around for people. And the Spanish, at that time, had control of all the silver mines. And so almost the whole world was using the Spanish coins for currency. And so we actually found three of those coins at that site. And you can see the dates on two of them are 1755 and 1784. Then the third one, the date is too worn, so we really can't tell how old it is. And the Spanish coins were actually an accepted currency until, I believe, the 1850s, when the Congress passed a law saying only American currency could be used in the United States.
Were you surprised to find so much stuff at this site?
Not really. If you look at the display cases, this is kind of the goodies from the early 1800s component. But then we have two big display cases full of material from the late 1800s. And this is a reflection of the Industrial Revolution. People liked a lot of stuff. They had lots of bottles, lot of medicine bottles, and they're more like people today. They just accumulated the goods. Capitalism had set in with the Industrial Revolution, and so people were just acquiring it, lots and lots of material. And one interesting thing we did find, which is this upper corner, was a King George IV funeral medallion from 1830. And George IV, of course, was the King of England. He was the king soon after King George III, who lost all the American colonies during the Revolution. And so how that got all the way up to Macomb area is kind of interesting, and we just don't know. Then also we found...
Looks like you have someone's choppers here, someone's dentures.
Yes, and that was another interesting thing. One of the big features that we found was the old well. And just like today, people like to throw things into the well. And a lot of this material actually came from out in the well. And that set of false teeth were actually down into the well. So we don't know if somebody was peering over and said something and they fell out, or if they just got tired of them and they tossed them in. The small size suggests that they were probably from a female.
Did you learn anything new as a result of this excavation?
Well, quite a bit we learned. The prehistoric, the components that date back to the 6,000 years ago, we found that these people were probably not actually living there for long periods of time, but they were probably transient, and they would come back and forth through time, and they were probably collecting hickory nuts. We found quite a bit of nut charcoal and lots of those big grinding stones. And so what they were doing, they were probably processing the hickory nuts in the fall in preparation for wintertime. And what they would do is they would boil those down, and then they would skim off the meat, and then they would keep that meat as a food supply during the winter. And then a lot of the early 1800s material, that was well before they were writing things down in history books. A lot of people weren't literate at that time, so we don't have a lot of records. So anything we find from the archaeological excavation that site is new information to us. And then the later component, the late 1800s one, again, it just adds to that database of what was going on in the early stages of McDonough County and Macomb. So we were very pleased with what we were finding.
Richard Fischel is a senior project archaeologist with the Illinois State Archaeological Survey. It's believed people were drawn to the area by its diverse ecosystem. It was at the edge of a forest and a prairie, and the Lemoyne River provided water. The artifacts were uncovered in 2005 while Route 336 was being built between Macomb and Quincy. They're part of what's known as the Chenoweth excavation. The items will be on display at the Western Illinois Museum in Macomb until the beginning of February. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.